Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Thursday. And
that sound right there.
Can we just fast forward 48 hours? Can we just do that?
Because when they play this song, you know, it's on.
It's on. It's time to go. Man, I'm ready. Yeah. We're going to be out in Athens tomorrow broadcasting live from 10 to 2 at Grindhouse Killer Burgers. Come by and say hello. I know we're going to be out there all day Saturday as well as we continue to get ready for Georgia and Notre Dame, 8 o'clock in Athens. Can't wait. Again, I wish I could just fast forward, but we can't. The next best thing, though, let's talk some college football with CBS national writer for CBSSports.com, Dennis Dodd. Dennis, how are you this Thursday?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Just doing good.
Getting ready, getting pumped up for what's going to be a great college football Saturday, of course, here in the state of Georgia on Saturday night. What do you expect to see at Sanford Stadium between the Georgia Bulldogs and Notre Dame on Saturday?
I expect a double-digit win by Georgia. You know, in one sense, just dismiss the first three games. They were hiding much of the playbook. It's a perfect lead-up to a game like this because usually these kind of games are played first or second. Now you've got a lot of film. You know what George is going to try to do. I just said they've hidden a lot of the plays that they have. But Notre Dame, I think we saw in the playoff game against Clemson, they're a top 10 team. They're worthy, but they've got a ways to go before they get to that next level. They were boat raced in the Cotton Bowl in that playoff game. And team speed remains an issue. J.R. Reed, I talked to him this week, compared Ian Book to Johnny Manziel. I went, whoa, 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 big fella. Ian Book's a fine quarterback. He ain't no Johnny Manziel. I think the way it's going to go, I think Kirby Smart's going to try to pound the ball with their running backs, with DeAndre Swift and Demir White and some others, and just let the heat and the defense and the toll will take its vengeance against Notre Dame. At night in that place, it's going to be hard. Georgia's a better team. I think they do a double-digit win.
And with that being said, Dennis, because, I mean, a lot of people, everybody seems like they're leaning towards Georgia in this game, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But when you look at if Notre Dame does have a shot, would it be just because Georgia just let them hang around and something happens crazy in the fourth quarter?
I think Georgia has to be an active participant in any Notre Dame upset. In other words, Georgia's going to have to give them the ball.
Right.
It's not to say they can't. They're going to have to get after Jake Fromm. But boy, if they kept him under wraps, he only threw 11 times against Murray State. I think only 50-something times in three games. So they're going to have to get after him. And they're going to have to prove right off the bat that they can stop the run. That will force Georgia into some things I guess they don't want to do. Obviously, those receivers are a factor. George Pickens has got some highlight catches, but the top three receivers in terms of catches for Georgia hadn't caught a pass at Georgia coming into this season. Now, they've had all of camp in the first three games of the season since the Holloman suspension and kicked off the team, and that's just the way it's going to be. But if there is a weak spot for Georgia, it's those receivers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.